AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A 20-year prison sentence for a Capitol rioter. Ed Donahue has the case.
Wearing a tactical vest, a helmet, and an American flag gaiter covering his face, prosecutors say David Dempsey was stomping on police officers' heads, swinging poles at officers defending a tunnel, striking an officer in the head with a metal crutch, and attacking police with pepper spray and broken pieces of furniture. He's described as one of the most violent members of the mob to attack the Capitol. The 20-year sentence for the California man is among the longest so far. Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio got a 22-year sentence. Prosecutors say Dempsey injured at least two police officers at the Capitol. Before sentencing, he apologized and called his conduct reprehensible. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Meantime, Britain remains on high alert for further unrest after a week of anti-immigrant violence, Nairn Kim reports.
As the football season begins in the country, Prime Minister Keir Starmer sounded the note of caution.
We have to stay on high alert going into this weekend because we absolutely have to make sure that our communities are safe and secure and feel safe and secure.
Police across the UK are bracing for widespread disorder after far-right activists circulated a list of more than 100 sites they plan to target. A national critical incident has been declared, with 6,000 specially trained police on standby. Nearly 500 people have been arrested so far after anti-immigrant violence was fueled by misinformation about the identity of the suspect in a knife attack that killed three girls in Southport last week. Nairn Kim, London.
Remnants of Tropical Storm Debbie soaking the Northeast, flash flooding in New York and Pennsylvania. Rains also reached northern Vermont, twice hit by floods last month. And stocks closed the week with modest gains, says Soutel.
The S&P 500 rose 0.5% Friday, cutting its losses for the week to less than 0.1%. The Dow added 51 points. It's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.5%.
This is AP News. Mike Hempen reports Michael Brown's death 10 years ago sparked change in Ferguson, Missouri.
The sound of activists marking the 10-year anniversary of Michael Brown Jr. being fatally shot by a police officer in Ferguson. 10 years ago, every city leader was white in the majority black city. Today, the mayor, police chief, city attorney, and other leaders are black. But problems remain. The current and former mayor acknowledge that race still divides the community of 18,000 people. Brown's father, Michael Brown Sr., told the crowd gathered for the memorial march that he'll always work for change.
I ain't never stop in the streets. I ain't gonna never stop with the system.
The elder Brown runs the Michael Brown Sr. Chosen for Change organization, a foundation that helps families deal with tragedy in their lives. It's a legacy he feels obligated to pass on. I'm Mike Hempen.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.